No one should miss out, especially on Christmas. A fratfic written by Marv with the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Frank gets sick on Christmas Day. Matt takes care of him. Matt breathed a sigh of relief when Christmas Eve came and went without incident. He'd been trying to avoid getting a split lip or any other obvious injury the week before Christmas because Anna Nelson would worry about him, and he was supposed to be joining the Nelsons for Christmas this year, so he wanted it to be a festive occasion free of clouds. He had practically been adopted by Foggy's family in college, so there wasn't a chance of him missing the occasion. He'd bought presents for everyone and even purchased some expensive wine so he didn't feel like he was going there empty-handed. It was a nice feeling, being tired because he attended Midnight Mass and lost because he spent his night chasing down a drug dealer again. The only thing that bothered him on Christmas morning, as he was preparing to leave for the Nelsons, was that Frank hadn't been around in nearly a month. He didn't think of him as the kind of guy that got rattled. Maybe he wasn't, he reflected with a sigh. Maybe it was just him. Frank didn't want to be near him anymore after what went down with the street gang. It wasn't the fact that they tortured him. Frank had been tortured before, and he was, well, not fine. But it sure as hell didn't deter him from going after the worst of New York's criminals, did it? No, it was the reason why Frank had been tortured that bothered him. Him. They'd wanted information on the devil, and since it had hardly gone unnoticed that he and Frank were teaming up a lot these days, they targeted his boyfriend. Matt got there in time to stop Frank from dying out of pure stubbornness, his refusal to cooperate resulting in him being waterboarded so many times that he passed out, barely breathing. Matt took the gang members down solo and then got Frank somewhere safe. They hadn't talked about it. Matt wasn't great at communicating when he was worried about Frank, and the Punisher had a tendency to go to ground like a wounded dog. He disappeared to deal with whatever extra layers of trauma the experience had given him, but it had been a month now. Additionally, it was Christmas, and he missed him. He'd stop by to at least wish him a Merry Christmas, he decided as he stowed the presents and the wine in an oversized gift bag and picked up his cane. He had to check 5 different safe houses before he found him. He followed the familiar steady heartbeat of Frank's heart from the pizzeria on West 51st Street, his own heartbeat quickening the closer he got, able to pick up the sound of quick, shallow breaths and the wheezing cough before he even reached the apartment. Frank was sick. He sighed as he climbed up the fire escape, letting himself into the third floor apartment via the living room window. He set his gift bag and cane down on the coffee table and moved to the bedroom, following the sound of Frank's wheezing. He had a bad lung infection or pneumonia, and Matt internally berated himself for not trying to find him sooner. "Frank, don't shoot," he called as he moved to the bedroom. "It's me." Frank groaned. "I fucking know it's you, Red. Nobody else would be stupid enough to come here." Matt smiled at the sound of his voice, croaky and weak as it was as he leaned on the doorway. "Are you alright?" "Do I sound alright to you?" Frank retorted, taking another ragged, rasping breath. Matt sighed. "Why didn't you call me?" "I didn't want your pity. I saw the look on your face after," said Frank, his tone defensive. Matt grimaced. He'd expected something like this. Not for Frank to be running a fever and fighting a lung infection, but avoiding him in the aftermath of being tortured for information on his whereabouts. Frank would never let himself break. Not until it was all over. He bit his lip and said pleadingly, "Frank." "Let it go, Red," Frank grumbled between wheezes. "I ain't ever giving you up, if you don't know that by now." "I do," Matt said quickly. "Well, good," Frank replied, his tone softening slightly. "How long have you been sick?" asked Matt, moving to sit beside him on the bed. "Couple of days," Frank admitted with a sigh. "If it gets much worse, I'll go to a doctor." Matt frowned. "Liar." He didn't even need to listen to his heartbeat to know that for sure. He knew Frank. He was a match for Matt himself in stubbornness. In fact, his stubbornness exceeded Matt's. While Matt would go to Claire for help if he was badly wounded, Frank would bleed out in a cemetery before he admitted he was hurt. He was hard to take care of. Frank actually laughed then. "Fuck, I did miss you." "Good to know. Hang on just a second," Matt muttered, withdrawing his vibrating phone from the pocket of his jacket. I ain't going anywhere, Rat, Frank murmured huskily, making him smile. Foggy, he said, raising the phone to his ear. Hey, buddy, said Foggy, his voice loud as if he was struggling to make himself heard over the top of some rowdy cousins. Are you still coming? Maybe later? Matt said uncertainly. I'll stop by in the afternoon. He wasn't about to abandon Frank while he was sick, but he'd made a promise to Foggy and Anna. He'd stop by for an hour or two later once he got some food and fluids into Frank, he decided. Frank wasn't doing a great job of pretending to be fine, which meant that he was really struggling. He needed him right now, even if he wouldn't admit it. What's going on? Foggy asked, and Matt sighed. Frank's sick, he admitted as Frank himself suffered a coughing fit. So you're playing nurse? Cute. Foggy commented, and Matt bit back a grin. If you're still gonna stop by, I'll send some food back with you for Frank. No one should miss out on these bourbon bowls, especially on Christmas. Would you rather have a box of sugar cookies or gingerbread? Both, Matt said, deciding that Frank deserved a little spoiling. Both is good, Foggy agreed. I'll see you later, Matt. Take care of each other. Matt smiled. We always do. I'll catch you a bit later, Fogg. He hung up and pocketed the phone as Frank flopped against the mattress, the springs creaking under his weight. Matt gave a sympathetic sigh and dragged a thick comforter over him, tucking it around him as Frank shivered and wheezed. You could have gone, Frank muttered, curling in on himself. I will, once I've made sure that you're on the road to recovery, Matt declared as Frank gave a weak chuckle. Sup, he grumbled, sighing as he added, thank you. Matt smiled. Merry Christmas, Frank. Fuck, I hope the new year's better, Frank said with a low chuckle. Me too, Matt murmured in agreement. He shook his head and sighed, then removed his glasses and slipped them in his pocket. He tended not to wear them around Frank. He felt safe enough with him that he didn't feel the need to hide behind his glasses or even his mask. He leaned over him and pressed a gentle kiss to Frank's forehead. Get some rest. I'll be here. Frank huffed. You've just got to have it your way, don't you? Sometimes, Matt said with a grin. Just let me have this one. It's Christmas. Tja, okay. Frank reluctantly agreed. He snuggled deeper under the blankets, still shivering, and Matt wrapped his body around him, keeping him warm and safe. He stroked Frank's hair and hummed softly. He loved him, even if he couldn't tell him that yet.